Thank you, Robin. Our final set of news stories for today's recording begins with the UEA and the NUA getting their lowest ever ranking. The region's two main universities have slumped to their lowest ever places in the highly regarded annual league table. The Times and Sunday Times Good University Guide for 2026 was published on Friday, September the 19th, ranking all 131 of the country's universities. But the latest guide has handed a double blow to Norwich's two campuses. Both the University of East Anglia and the Norwich University of the Arts have seen their placings plunge. The UEA now sits in 40th place, its joint lowest ever position, having last year dropped out of the top 30 for the first time since 2003. And NUA, which rebranded itself 2 years ago to drop the well-known acronym, has fallen out of the top 100 for the first time, plunging more than 20 places from the 81st in the last year's list to 104th. At its highest, the UEA reached the edge of the national top 10 ranked at 13th in 2018. NUA, meanwhile, peaked at 56th. In the year 2002, having first appeared in the guide in 2016. Launched in 1993, the list ranks all the country's universities based on analysis of several categories, including student satisfaction, entry standards, and graduate prospects. For the first time in the history of the rankings, both Oxford and Cambridge have missed out on the top three, with the two boat race competitors ranked joint fourth. The London School of Economics and Political Science came out on top for the second consecutive year, while the University of St Andrews, listing Prince William among its alumni, came in second.
They were once the stopping-off point where tourists arrived in their scores to visit and enjoy Norfolk's beautiful coastline. And now, two of the county's railway stations, rare survivors from the age of steam, have been given special recognition to mark 200 years of the modern railway. Sheringham Station and Weybourne Station have been given Grade 2 listing by the Department for Culture, Media and Sport on the advice of Historic England. The listings, which affords the buildings, both on the North Norfolk Railway Poppy Line, a greater level of protection, is in recognition of the historical and architectural interest. Sheringham Railway Station was built in 1887 for the Eastern and Midlands Railway on its line from Melton Constable to Cromer. It was constructed to serve the fast-developing tourist destinations along the North Norfolk coast and transform Sheringham from a small fishing village into a popular tourist resort. The station at Weybourne was built in 1900 for the Midland and Great Northern Joint Railway and opened to passengers the following year. The station was built to serve the imposing Weybourne Springs Hotel, which has since been demolished. Both stations were designed by William Marriott, who was just 26 when he became the company engineer for the Eastern and Midlands Railway, possibly the youngest public railway engineer since the days of Robert Stephenson and Isambard Kingdom Brunel.
Norwich Cathedral has announced a new canon pastor. The Bishop of Norwich appointed the Reverend Liz Lever to the role, which will see her lead the pastoral care of the congregation and community. She will also oversee the hospitality and welcome extended to the many pilgrims and visitors who frequent the cathedral each year. Currently serving as chaplain of Stockport Grammar School in Cheshire, Miss Lever will join the cathedral's clergy team led by the Dean of Norwich, the very Reverend Dr. Andrew Braddock. Originally from Belfast, Miss Lever was ordained in the Ely Diocese and in 1993 and has since served in various roles across Liverpool, Chester and Manchester Diocese. The Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, praised her appointment.
A TikTok video has shown the moment a confused tourist encountered a Norfolk cult Gareth Clark, who has more than 7,000 followers on the app, posted a bemused video encountering the labyrinth of Roy's Stores in Hoveton. The video went up just 3 days ago, but has already amassed more than 2.5 million views on the social media platform. In the video, a bemused Gareth says, "We're in this village. All of the shops are named after Roy. We're very confused. Why is everything here called Roy's? Who is Roy? And why does he own everything?" The firm is celebrating its 130th anniversary this year. In fact, Roy's was founded by brothers Alfred and Arnold Roy in 1895, when a village store in Coltishall became vacant. They took over the store with Arnold as shopkeeper and Alfred as the village sub-postmaster. Wroxham and Hoveton harbour 6 Roy's stores between them, and the company also have shops as far afield as Sudbury.
One of the region's biggest bus services has been taken over by the National Transport Group. Go East Anglia, which operates Connect Bus across Norfolk, Suffolk and Essex, has been acquired by Transport Made Simple, one of the UK's largest independently owned passenger transport providers. The acquisition, expected to be completed next month, will see the local bus services join Transport Made Simple's existing operations, which include the Central Connect, Flag Finders and Simons brands. No immediate changes are planned to the services following the takeover. An agreement was reached earlier this week with Go Ahead Group, which runs Go East Anglia, and will see Transport Made Simple's fleet increase to 380 buses, coaches and minibuses. The firm's headcount will also grow to 800 members of staff. Transport Made Simple has said customers should continue to refer to their local bus operator's website for the latest timetable information and travel alerts.
And finally, could you run a marathon? Well, how about running 7, pushing a beer trolley? Well, a 60-year-old brewer is taking on 7 ultra marathons in 7 days while pushing a barrel of beer and a trolley, together weighing 75 kilograms. David Holliday, co-owner of Moongazer Ale in Hindringham, will begin this grueling challenge on Wednesday, October the 1st. He'll cover 31 miles each day around Norwich, pushing the barrel and trolley to raise £60,000 for testicular cancer awareness. Mr. Holliday said, "Awareness really helps to highlight that it is young men aged 18 to 24 who are most likely to be affected by this cancer, but by checking themselves monthly, they can have a 96% survival rate. However, late diagnosis, just by a few weeks, can all too often be fatal as the cancer spreads so vigorously. As we always say, this cancer need not take any young man's life, and we can stop it simply by getting guys chatting about it and checking themselves monthly."
We've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
Our thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorst, and the sound recordist was Simon Pitt. If you'd like to let us know anything about the items you've heard about today, or what you've enjoyed or not, as the case may be, you can call us on 01603 765 365. Again, that's Norwich 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there's no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also send us an email at contact@cbtn.org.uk. Don't forget to keep listening for this month's edition of Just Talk. But with that, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. And from me, John, and from Marianne, it's goodbye.
Goodbye.